just an effort on our part to reach out to the public to show them what science is all about in Alaska, what we're doing currently, how it's relevant to Alaska and Alaskans, and what our objectives are over the next 5 to 10 years.
That was Dr. Eric Fullman of the University of Alaska Institute of Arctic Biology. And I'm Stephen Lay of the UAF Public Affairs Office with this week's edition of University Focus. Eric was discussing the 32nd Alaska Science Conference, which will be held at the UAF campus August 25th through August 27th. This year, the conference is devoted to life sciences in the service of Alaska.
This is one area that has not been really viewed in terms of a theme for a conference for about 10 or 11 years. There have been some specific themes over the past few years dealing with fisheries or some specific aspect of life science. But this year we're trying to look at the entire area, and this will include health sciences, anthropology, various aspects of biology, ecology. So we're trying to get these areas exposed more so to the public to look at the intricacies of what's happening and to let people know what we're doing and how it is relevant to their lifestyles here in Alaska.
Technical papers on a wide range of life sciences will be presented at the conference. This year, there will also be several programs offered for general audiences. In an effort to expand public participation in the program, Eric and Conference Director Dr. John Bly have planned special evening programs specifically for the community.
One of them will be in the area of anthropology and will be given by Dr. Ernest Birch, a very distinguished anthropologist from the Smithsonian Institution. We'll talk about some of his research on the Eskimos in northwestern Alaska. And the other is will be in the area of agriculture, and this will be given by Dr. Sylvan Whitwer of the Michigan State University Agricultural Experiment Station. And he has a very well-renowned individual in the area of agricultural developments throughout the world. So he'll attempt to look at the current interest in agricultural development in Alaska and put it in a national and a world context for us.
Another special lecture at this year's conference is the Irving Scholander Memorial Lecture. Sponsored by the Institute of Arctic Biology, the lecture honors the memory of two world-renowned researchers associated with the Institute. Irving founded the Institute in 1963. This year's lecture will be given by Dr. Knut Schmidt-Nielsen, President of the International Union of Physiological Sciences. Another high-interest program for the general audiences will be a discussion of changing management emphases in the state's wild resources.
There will be a panel discussion on the area of wildlife management, looking at various changes in emphases in wildlife management, particularly now that we're getting into non-game research, more research involved with developing these non-game species for non-consumptive users, for example, the people who are photographers or just nature viewers, etc.
Dr. Eric Fullman is the conference organizing chairman for the 32nd Alaska Science Conference. It's registration time again at the university. Junior and senior high school students planning to attend the UAF Fine Arts Camp have until this Sunday, June 28th, to register for the month-long camp. Registration for the second session of summer school will be on the first day of classes on Monday, July 6th. Next week on campus will be the World Cheerleaders Council. Some 60 youthful cheerleaders from Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Palmer will be on campus for the workshop. The Fairbanks Community Band will present the first of three concerts in the park on Friday, July 3rd at the Bicentennial Park, next to the State Offices Building. Show time is 7:30 p.m. Music will range from Sousa marches to Broadway show tunes. I'm Stephen Lay, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow, today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.